Thursday night, early Yud Aleph Sivan. Boy, time flies. Time flies when you're having fun. Pesach, Iyar, Sivan. Whoa, where's everybody going? So, Menachas Chinuch is talking about Mitzvah Chav Dalid. He's talking about Grad. We're in the middle of a discussion of Erev Tchumen in the context of the Tchum D'Oraisa, Yud Beis Mil. And Menachas Chinuch is certain that it does apply. Just like we find Rav Meir who holds that Alpayim Am is D'Oraisa. And there's a Beferish Gemara that in the context of that Shita, you do make an Erev Tchumen. So the Menachas Chinuch holds a double portion that Hu Hadin, if it's you base mill, you can make an Erev Tchumen, but there's a technical problem, which is, you know, the classic issue that if you put Lamaisa nowadays, if you would put an Erev Tchumen 3,000 amos away from where you are, so it's within the Yud Beis Mill, and you want it to help to extend the Yud Beis Mill Erev, which you could do theoretically, but on a practical level, you can't reach the Erev, right? And you have to be able to reach the Erev for the Mokum Erev to be considered your Mokum Shvisa. You have to be able to reach it, and you can't reach it because of the Drabonon, which gets it into the classical issue, how much does a Drabonon affect the D'Oraisa? You have this puzzled look on your face.
Yeah.
Right?
So far, so good.
Okay, now we'll pick it up from V'ayin. And then he said, but if you put it at the end of 2,000 amos, so you can walk another 2,000, so it's going to be your Mokum Shvisa, also the Gabi Sholosh Parsos. Right? And you're not going to be Mechuyim the Lav, of this Lav, number 24, except only if you walk Yud Beis Mil from the Mokum Ha'erev. Because the Erev does help, and you can reach the Erev, because it's only 2,000 amos away. Okay. V'ayin yuma dasamach v'lo mitbeis. Kamrinan shom eat the afilu b'shabbos. Says you send the sora lazozel v'yad ish iti hamidbara. So we darshin with some sort of extra word there or whatever it is. Afilu b'shabbos. Kippah Shabbos, you also send them my hilchasa. Upirish Rashi. What do you need a pasuk for? Vimi shomisa tchumen, he's walking very far away. A tchumen de rabbanon. That's Rashi. Ayin sham.
By the way, Yom Kippur and Shabbos, Yom Kippur, there would be no, there's not tchumen?
That's another shiloh, but we know it could be talking about a Shabbos.
Okay.
It's not that's talked about. Why do you also say a few of the Shabbos? Why can't you say Yom Kippur? Maybe there's no din tchumen on Yom Kippur, but let's not get sidetracked. So Rashi says he can't simply answer because of the tchumen issue. So the pasuk's matir because tchumen's rabban. The chayra for the tchumen's yaraisa.
So I'm sorry. The pasuk is matir because it's rabban.
No, that's not. The Gemara asks, why do you need a pasuk to be matir doing this b'shabbos? Rashi says, don't give me a simple answer because of tchumen, because tchumen is rabbanon. So there wouldn't be a pasuk being matir of the rabbanon. That's Rashi.
Right.
Says the Minchas Chinuch, l'chayr afil tchumen d'oraisa. Yikomakom heich kosta ha'tzayra afil b'shabbos. So Ravus of the Mechal and Shabbos, it's Chumen, Hamavur Hashem the Mirushalayim Vadat Suk, is Yud Beis Mil. So you didn't go, then came in Atayra, Yochala Arev, if I'm right, so the Kayan Gadol, or the Kayanim, could have made an Erev Chumen, an Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Shabbos. Yochala Eila Sherich Parsos, Moshe Kasadnu, the Midiraisa Mahani Erev. So they could have made an Erev. So the Gemara, we know how far it was. It was exactly Yud Beis Mil, so all they had to do was make an Erev. A little more. So So Rashi says, don't say Tchumen because it's Rabbon. Rashi implies that if the Tchumen would be D'oraisa, that would be the reason we need a Pasuk. Shrekim and Chasvinach, you still don't need a Pasuk. We know it was only just at the Yudbeis mill mark, so all you had to do was make an Eruf. An Eruf Tchumen. Our Bambus Dayim Muzamen Kach. Punkt, it was like that. I Haya Hatsuk Somuch Yushalayim Shalosh Parsos. But I guess it didn't have to be that way. Maybe they went a different direction and the tzuk was further away. Ablank Beidin Haya Barachov Yosu Mishesh Parsos. So, you don't know, it depends on which direction he goes, it depends where he finds a cliff. So if it's coming to the horizon, you could have said the pasuk's talking about such a case. The mice, if you go down to the tchum, you're allowed to. Chayim b'shilo, esher shoyer rochok yoser. Shilo, remember, the Mishkan was in Shilo for many hundreds of years. Maybe have only some kippa there. Maybe from there to a suk in a midbar was more than your base mill. Shapa kosa hatayra. I feel the b'mokim sheniyachol la'arev. And the Erev Tchumen doesn't help, right? Because it's not a limitless thing. It's not a heter. It just shifts the center of gravity. So it's more than, let's say, 24 mils. It doesn't help. So theoretically, that's what the pasuk could be talking about. Al kempir shrashi the tchumen haverak medir abonim. Is that pasuk? Okay. Vaita. Va'ayin erivin dachanayim et beis. Domer afuna beruchat adonai elohim melech haolam shkaneh v'gol. Domer afuna yoshvet shrifin. They live in makeshift teepees. I don't know. They live in makeshift. Oh, hold on. Molded in Lahem, mi Pesach Bafehem. They don't constitute a city. So you don't go to the edge of the Ohalim and start counting from there. But you start counting each person from his house. Moshe Rav Chista, Vayachnu ala Yardain, Machni Yisrael Tlosa Parse. When they went to the bathroom, the Jewish Rashi Dumayelas Sham Ha'onon, Abu Achora will Choser Ha'onon, Alma Amahalech Baros, Choser Achora of Sholosh Parsos. The Yemonim Lahemi Pesach Batehem, Ech Yuchalelech Sholosh Parsos. Akanasham Rashi. The Shinui lost. So, how could not let it walk? That's Moshe Rav Chista. You count only Mi Pesach Batehem, but there are obviously some people who walked Yudbeis Mill. People all the way in front had to go back to go leave the Machne and relieve themselves. What? They didn't have bathrooms with running water.
Inui. It was Inui. Like, if you were in the front, you were like,
okay.
Plan ahead.
Well, you don't wait till the last minute. Anyway, so, Laura, this is a kasha. So, how could you say, Moidizim and Pesach Batehem? And there's some people that have to walk Yudbeis Mill. So, Vinay Lech Akan Lashon Rashi.
They couldn't. It would be in the kasha that it would be a little bit more than 12
mil. Yeah,
and so it would be.
When the lecharim became book the tchumen the arisa, the rabbanon lo kasha the chati legosu rabbanon, achloimet the hakusha, the man the soibet tchumen min atoyra. Enter Rashi LeForish Amalek Berol. Enter Chlach Mishalish by ourselves.
Some of the Rishon the same thing.
What?
Some of the Minatora, some of the Rishon when he uses those.
But it's just a question: do you mean Yud Beis Mill or do you mean Alpayimam? Yes, it means the same thing. But it still has to be clarified if you're talking about the way we, the way the Chinuch says it, and it's Yud Beis Mil, or Rav Meir Shita and Ervin, which holds that it's 2,000 amos, is also D'oraisa. So the Minchas Chinuch is saying that you see, the Gemara assumes Chumash D'oraisa, Yud Beis Mil, because you can't say the Gemara is asking according to the Man D'Yomar Tchumins Min HaTorah, and Rashi didn't have to talk about three parcels.
So now he's saying, now he's saying, Vapa Mahalak
Be'emtzai Korav Yosef, he's saying there's an assumption that Tchumins D'Yoraisa, and that means Yud Beis Mil. Because you can't say the Gemara means to ask according to Rav Meir. Because according to Rav Meir, even 2,000 Amos is D'Yoraisa. The Gemara doesn't have to prove about Yud Beis Mil. Just has to Yud Beis Alpayimama. But Rabbi Akiva decided Tchumin D'Yoraisa, Abi Alpayimama D'Yoraisa. Rabbi Akiva's Tchumin D'Yoraisa is not the Rambam and the Chinuch's Tchumin D'Yoraisa. The Rambam and the Chinuch's Tchumin D'Yoraisa means Chamishim Am. Chamishim Yud Beis Mil. The Chinuch's Tchumin D'Yoraisa. No, I'm sorry. And Rav Meir's Chumin D'Yoraisa is Alpayimam. That's what he says.
Don't say the Kash is going to Rav Meir.
Because then it would be 2,000 Amos. You see, the Gemara assumed that according to everybody, it's D'Yoraisa.
Rashi assumed.
Yeah. Well, Nirik says to Das Rashi, Chumin D'Yoraisa, Shalosh Parasol, Shalib and Dechuli Alma. He bows for Rambam. The Chinuch. Achbar kasati lekamon. The blav bochi the Rashi says from Mahadot. The Mechagiga Yuzayinam at Beis Pirish at Chumen Diyoraisa. Gom Shom Gabi Panisa Bavoker. The Yuba Shom Gabi Iti Pirish at Chumen Diyorabonim.
That was the end of the previous paragraph.
Ach kosher, there was a nash, a kosav, no ein hochocha. The efshad, the behalchim, barosh, rochok, sholos, farsos, or you mishalch an erev l'shom, the erev shabbos, the erev d'yoraisa. Jain, how you call it later, korov l'sheish farsos. Ach bayam, ach kosher, midi.
How would that affect us? What happened? We have a
steering
Rashi.
We have a steering. Yeah, but he's saying anyway, Rashi
Shver. But so we said we have a steering Rashi because the Rashi over here is.
Come on, dear Rashi, come on, dear Rabbana. Steering Rashi, how we pass.
The Rashi is talking about the Petah, but the Tzrifin. Smashma
and the rice.
The rice.
And in Ishiti, he says it's Rabbon.
He says Rabbon on that.
And the Chachinah's pointing out, but anyway, Rashi's fair, because to Fanisa Baboker, that business was, yeah, you could make an Erev, so you could reach the back anyway with an Erev. The people in the front could reach the back with an Erev coming anyway.
Fanisa Baboker is the street from the war?
What?
Fanisa Baboker is the street from the war?
Yeah. Nevsha Mahalchim Barosh, Rochot Sholot Parsols, Oye Mishalchim Erev Lashom Beru Shabbos, Erev D'Yoraisa. And Cain how you can lay the carbon shesh by ourselves. A famous like kosher. Need the Shabbos for how you shall hold him. I am the sugi to be let the Shabbos be zayin of the bays. Me come go bear Shabbos for you hold him at shech ha-shecha. That's what the God ben. Ashmashos how you hold him. For you hold him al-pi amad ha-onan va-eish. Al-pi Hashem how you noisen. Mistaken Kamishmaya Meik of Ken Kopam, Omdu Meshech Hashecha, Ohoya Shus, the Shalech Ere, Voilala Kusham, Voilachsik Baderech. Achazman Risi Biritza Erevin, Kosov the Sugazu Helechus, Lamadioma, Tchumidia Raisa, and leave it to Chuliyama Biyud Beis Mil. Mamish Kamashi Kasadnu the Mal.
So if they could, so that means they couldn't make it Erev.
There's no time.
No time, yeah.
So how does that help us? Now they can't make it Erev. We thought they could make it Erev.
He had a kasha. Why did they make it Erev? He thought it was a kasha on his shita. He was like self asking a kasha on his own shita that you can make an Erev even if Tchum is your eyes.
Doesn't answer the steer in Rashi.
No.
Oh.
Why an Arab in the Flamadal and Amadalif? Neymar, this is what the Gemara says. Neymar, keeping the boy Lam Tui, Motsumi Mati law, Abukab the Wayamti, a command Amti Domi. Since he could bring it there, so he doesn't actually have to bring it there, his ability to bring it there should be enough. What is he talking about? So the more answers on Zero. Upirish Rashi. The Akusha al Kol Shapsus Hashana. Lomit Sarach Lishloyach Erev Lomokam Ashviso. Take it Shasol, the shape Erev, name Ohio. If he could bring it there, since it's good, it's a certain amount of being there. Why does he have to actually bring it there? Buy him Betoysus Veritzvah. For Kasati, that's all he was suffering from Zadnu Bamala. Therefore, keeping the Midrabon and Ash Resources shall be Mokam or Eruv, because it's too far. And came Mahani Ling and Toira Gam Kane, keeping the Hemokru Hashviso, Mikan, Vinichel Bishusas Beso, Ulat Salashain, the Eshu does Linanami Bosod in Toira, Basovic Hazer, who Baharbe Makamas Bishas, whether how much we allow the Drabonon to affect. Then come a common harach. Zeh idna bosu gzeres chazal. Avo koydim gzei rosam. Eshet avi mahanya asiru sa eriv ulevad. Vegam o idna nashpina la vekibu rameya desaybu chum opaim hum in atayra. Vore sifu klon and kain sagi basiru sa eriv itam hoyal. Ach demes asik rabi akiba osu chazal gzeiru mishum yomtif. Acher Shabbos, Ruhasim, we can't tell you the Sufik now. Okay. Vayin Tura Rechayim Shemit Tov Ches. Kosa. They should chumin the Rabbonon Hekilu Behitiru Shehitin Eruvo Bechum. Nirem Midbar of the Lamandi Yom Chumin the Araisa Loi Mahani Eruv. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. But Kosafti, that can't be. The Mavur Beshas Lehedya, that's the Mandi Yom Chumin the Araisa Mahani Eruv. Lion rush, Erevin, Perak Misha, Otsiyuhu, Kosav, the Rabbi Yehuda, Srile, Gamkin, Tchumid, Yeraisa, the Perakom, Orvin, Lion, the Kminin, Shom, Lamahayim, at Bays, Rameir, Srile, Kain, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Soyim, Shom, the Reza, Hamor, Gamol, Ayin, Shom, Lata, Divi, Arosham, Sri Chami, and the Rameir, Machmos, Rumya, Al Kochach Tzarch Loim, and the Rameya Solot Chum and Yeraisa. Aval Rabbi Yehuda ain't Tzorech Nizra, ain't Shom. Achein Kamokam Bahayrim, okay? Al Kaponam Sviril Hu. The Chum and Yeraisa, and Kamokam Ani Erev Apas. And who are Shom, the Dafka Sofik Erev, and Prat Davi Chamor Gamol. Alma Deir Mani within Torah, even if Chum and Yeraisa. Tzorechi and Das Atur, Shufeir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, As Eina and Matsosi Belio Rabba Shom Simon Vesha Simon Amalat Mazel Ator Gam Kosov the Ma'ar Baragla Vadim Ani Afla Din Toira Gam Bapas Kmosh Ksav the Lamala.
And
what?
Hiksu Baragla.
What? Bar Bragla means you go to the new place without a pas, without food, and you're actually there.
Before Shabbos.
Yeah, it has to be before Shabbos.
And then you go, and maybe you go back home, but now you have. And what's the other one?
Hechzik is a further cooler that I said is only says for Nose Derech. You started a trip. So you're not even in the Makom Shvisa yet, where you want to be. But you're walking there. You're oiker from where you are now, and you're walking. So that's already much more of a Shiloh.
Now it's Shabbos. Where's the guy at Shabbos? When the sun sets, where is he?
He's not there yet.
He can keep walking?
That's the Shiloh. Is that also an Erev? That's another Kula. You have Erev's a Kula, Pasas a Kula, walking there is a Kula. Not even walking there, but being Machzik Bederach. Okay. We're going to stop here, Rabbi Zayn.